Blog Talk Radio.
Catch me in the project with a bitch. I do dance music, but it got a little rich. You niggas taking on me cause you know that I'm the shit. So niggas suck a dick. Check my swagger, baby, beat my slang. And niggas talking down, that will keep me in the game. Oh, what a shame, the overnight fame. She like my type, y'all niggas too plain. I'm a real dude, you can ask about shit. Breaking niggas down like a motherfucking nigga. Ride till you die, matter of fact, ride to the beat. I got the shit locked from the club to the streets. You niggas wanna beef? Motherfucker beat. You can find me on 24th Street. Watch Chevy go look like a transformer. I'm out in this world, I'm gonna kill you. If you really want it, you ain't gonna get it. If you really want it,
I don't wanna say they're the kings. How many kings in the city can it be?
Right.
Or maybe one, maybe two, maybe three. Fuck that, I'd rather stay a no name and count money. Plenty, anything you want, we run it. Better hide your hoe, we stuntin'.
Hey. It's going down.
Why you niggas looking silly? Brand the beat right, cause the nigga ain't spinning. Let your niggas know Jay said it's a deal. You want your shit played, but you can't keep it real. Fuck with a nigga, cause you know I do my thing. I'ma keep talking down, I'ma pull that thing. Chitty chitty bang. It's a new era, young dragon back game. The game about to change. Speed it made it possible and put it out of range. Let's catch up, fuck boys, all right. That's if you really want it. You just gotta get it. That's if you really want it.
Check my fingers, I ain't Lord of the Rings. Man, my neck, got me fucking everything. Duck that in, focus on the earring. The whole bitch ride, when we ride, we glide. I ride low, low with my bitch on my side. Better get my thigh. Come catch me, boy, if they think that I'm high. The risk of the year, but the year might go. The pocket hit check, got a nigga in the zone. I need content, cause he gon' keep it poppin'. I gotta go to game for your nigga that's stoppin'.
Throw the boy, pretty sure the boy.
Knockin' niggas out like my first name, Roy. It's a road track, we gon' push it out, Mike. And if we talk shit, that day,
you are beautiful. I would like to make love to you.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up that bumper and smack that monkey.
You gotta get it. That's if you really want it. You gotta get it. That's if you really want it. You gotta get it.
Information at 10 o'clock. Back to you, boss.
Thank you.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
New York, come back. If you're from New York, stand up right now. If you're from New York, stand up right now. Get it up, get it up, get it, get it, get it.
The New York script, hustle with Tims and hoodies on my New York flip, rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks, Della made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York bitch? Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. You niggas know we deserve the props we get. Riding up in the range, I'm in my New York whip. International chicks on my New York dick. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. See how I kill them with my New York spit. Thanks to the boroughs, now I'm New York rich. The way I thought I'm thorough with my New York hits.
If you're from New York, stand up right now.
Build a 5% lessons. Got nickel crack hand to hand niggas on a hustle rebelling. While a D's calculating who sell it. Sell drugs right in front of the deli. Poncho know what we doing. And while we bubble in the corner, be brewing. Introduce you to the new walk, nigga. And the new talk, nigga. That's how we do when we in New York, nigga. Yeah, yeah. I'm on my New York shit. Every hood love me for my New York skin. I get a lot of money on that New York strip. Gully rock a scully with a New York fit. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. Run up in the tunnel, catch a New York flick. ODB, reppin' New York sick. Shit, you want the truth? Take a New York trip.
If you're from New York, stand up right now. If you're from New York, stand up right now. Get it up, get it, get it, get it up, get it up, get it up, get it up.
time for y'all to give New York that shit back. Y'all know where the crown belongs. Y'all know we started this shit. You know we gave birth to.
Great.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a. Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To where?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to where?
Hawaii. Trying to take the family like on a vacation.
Okay. Can you hold on real quick?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't be on hold too long. This calling card about to go off.
Okay, then, just give me the name of the city and the state.
I'm going to Hawaii, Hawaii.
Hawaii? Are you going to Grand?
H-A, Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
On the Greyhound to Hawaii.
That's right.
No, I don't think the Greyhound, so you got to call the plane.
Hey, I can't call the plane. It costs too damn much.
Well, I mean, there's no way to.
You can't, like, make some kind of arrangement to drive us, like, to the coast and make some arrangement to get us on the boat or something?
You have to call a travel agency for that.
Now, what is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Travel agency.
Right. What does they do? Is that like the...
They'll set you up tickets for a cheaper rate.
To go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
On the bus?
Yeah.
So you do have the bus and go to Hawaii?
It'll go to L.A., and then from there you have to take a boat.
Right. Now, listen, let me ask you. Can I transport my hogs?
I don't know.
I mean, I like on the Greyhound. Can I take my animals?
I don't know. You got to call Greyhound.
Well, this the number right here. It says Greyhound. That's what I dialed.
Yeah, but I'll give you.
Look here, I need to get some answers right now. Somebody's ass gonna get whooped.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Where my motherfucking U-Haul boys at? Dirty game, go yam.
Them hoes ain't nothing. No. Always chasing, stealing, lies out they mouth. Dick in my heart, dick in my heart. Them hoes ain't nothing. Always chasing it, stealing, lies out they mouth. Dick in my heart, dick in my heart. Fuck round, nigga, go up the road. You done slipped, young nigga, and lost your hoe. She cried and tried, lived to the end. Now the bitch shacked up with your best friend. Same time, them calls from the county jail. For the hoes in the street, she had a story. Drove all your whips, spent all your cash in the club every night, steady shaking it. Playing around like a fiend, always chasing it. Is it money, is it fame, or a big old dick? I said it once, I'll say it again. I'm stacking hoes, ain't shit, it ain't never been. Hoes ain't no shit, no. Always chasing it, steady chasing. Lies out they mouth. Dick in my house, dick in my house. Them hoes ain't no shit, no. Always chasing it, steady chasing. Lies out they mouth.
Damn, the hoes ain't shit. She fucking off the chain, man, the hoe can't quit. She in the club chasing cocaine, dick. Knowing dirty fuck, every hoe he can't quit. The hoes on deck in a house full of hoes. I run with goons with a mouth full of gold. I don't break bread with a freak. Wishing no forgiving, good head to the street. She all in the bed in the sheets. And when I leave, leave a spread full of ski. Her nigga locked up, she fucking off the chain. The hoes ain't.
Getting raw, your cool college is off the chain. Dick in your house and he to blame. Dick's probably hustle or he might slam. Dirty game in your house, trying to gang bang. Your bitch filthy hoe, kiss you gone. While dick breaking up your happy home.
Hold up, nigga, gon' tell the truth. If you call me a hoe, then you make me one too. Ain't fucking no more bitches, pussy ain't free. Gonna use your hand, don't let me stand me. I don't need you, don't pay your bills. A stupid motherfucker and you stay poppin'. fighting how you live. Lady ain't shit. Money bleeding, bitch. Them hoes ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit. You little dick, bitch. S-E-N, bitch. You broke ass trick.
You all boys, it's only entertainment. Go yam, dirty game. 813-732-0943. Hit us up.
We keep it moving.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Who's motivated by time? My brand of the style, we're here to show them that we can grind. No fabrication in my wonderful mind. The mic to wine is magic, mine is the Louis Vuitton. We here to tell them the truth, some kill for the fruit, a shoe kicking and doors for loot. The musical notes flow with the anecdotes. I chose to stand back and deliver hip hops in our soul. The S with two lines, a dollar the signs. Money we making got my people blind. Guns ain't at the mic up to my head when I write. Head spinning, no doing a swipe before the night's in the ice. Neck and bodies on computers, this time so confusing. Digital holograms they use to put us in cruisers. Thumbs and users, dope fiends of music. Tattoos of shooters, let's start another move.
Fly whips complete with hot chicks. Wasn't none of this shit on the block where we fit. Just some niggas with baggy jeans and boots and hoodies. In the huddle to keep warm, we stood our ground, holding it down with the mouthpiece. All we had, I'm a beast with the mouthpiece, pen a pad. It's the M to the C, yes, I'm the MC. One, come test me, yes, I'm sucker free. I be like, bitch, please, and I walk on by. Unless you work the fight, you can't get my time. I'm on the move, it's a movement, more than the grind. So I'm usually telling the truth, more than I'm lying. But I'm trying to get at you, I wanna know, is it the cash or the ass with all we here for?
I guess I got to get up and do some work. I'm trying to play a bunch of music, so you know I ain't got to work. Going down real big. It's Mad. What am I? I forgot my damn shit. Must be Monday. I was about to say Madhouse Monday. Shit, I was naming shit yesterday and actually was naming it wrong. It's Must Be Monday again. Yeah, the weather's bad down here in good old Tampa, Florida. The sunshine, dreary state right now. You already know what time it is, your boy in the building holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get crunk up. Mondays, boy, just need to be cut out the work week because, whew, man, they always blue. Blue Mondays is just blue. They just blue. Matter of fact, I got to play one song just in memory of today, and then we'll try to get crunk. How about that? Shouts out to everybody coming through. Guests, Giovanni. I see you. You already know. And this is how we going to take it back on this one. A little throwback, man. Y'all enjoy the music. Call in live 347-237-5125. That's area code 347-237-5125. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, y'all. It's time to wake it up. Wake it up. Wake it up.
Baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Yeah, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jammy and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Just fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove? Huh? This was a juice. You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learned a valuable lesson from all this. You know? You're gonna find somebody like me one of these days.
Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that Alley Cat, Cold Wind, Hush Puppy, Shoe Wind, Crumb Cake, I saw you with. Cause you just smashed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, did you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world.
I want to realize I prank called this caller is I only remember her number verbatim. Trying to call a shy romance, yo. Here she at. Here you at, girl. All right, getting to another song. We'll be back.
So
nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record the Game Entertainment
crew, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
first and foremost. Don't get it confused. A lot of niggas claiming real, but they really not do. Nor a smoke screen, but they ain't got me cool. I stay up on my alphabet, you know the P's and Q's. You know the P's and Q's. And the shit don't boom on your dumb ass nigga. Cause the shit don't stop, you got a sun pass nigga. And them boys don't wanna hear the gun blast nigga. Cause I know how it feel to be on my ass nigga. So it ain't enough for me to grab my mask nigga. But I'm trying to leave all that in my past nigga. Getting made so we can straight bypass nigga. I'm talking looking out the window as we fly past nigga. With a bad red bitch and she all glass nigga. That just love being around the first class nigga. Boy, who is you talking about?
Truth, beer, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old puss ass nigga, better clean your heart. We talking truth, beer, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old puss ass nigga, better clean your heart.
Holla at me, get at me, hit me up. You know I'm chasing. Writing on rocks like the liquor in my cup. Spinning so heavy, you know how I roll. I'm getting money all day, I got no time to hold. But I'm steady popping tags while I'm changing my clothes. Keep a pocket full of guap, I'm talking money to blow. With more shots in a ball, bitch, you already know. You don't fuck around, bitch, you already know. I'm paranoid, no, I'm just talking. He's like that when you fucking with the bonies. Boy,
now you're mine right.
But what you talking about?
True, yeah. Hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old puss ass nigga, better clean your throat. We talking drool, pill, hard, salt, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old puss ass nigga, better clean your heart.
Nigga, LPLP. 2335, big ups NO out there riding out. You know what I'm saying? Represent 813 real big. You dig? Y'all already know. I was hanging out last night, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I don't even know how the hell I'm here right now, boy. Chef ties. Yeah, y'all gonna excuse me. Up hanging out late last night. First of all, big ups to everybody hanging out in the 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock hour, because, man, we was up tripping and shit. Much love to Desert Rose, you know what I'm saying? Miss Desert Rose out there holding down for hosting the show. What the hell was it called? That is in the spaghetti, or put, is that what I put in the spaghetti? Something like that, some crazy title that brung, like, shit, 30 people into the damn, onto the show at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, wherever everybody was at. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning my time. I was tired of the motherfucker. But at the same time, you know, you got to, once you get into this blog talk shit, man, it's you just see this what it do. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to Miss Kitty holding it down, you know what I'm saying, representing on the phone. Shout out to the creepy old lady, you know what I'm saying, doing the poems. She said this is National Poetry Month. Big ups to Masonic Brother off in there, you know what I'm saying, Masonic Templar. Definitely big ups to Comedian. Y'all need to check his show out, Comedian Stevie Mack. You know what I'm saying, brother got a show on here, Straight Comedy, Gift of Gab, brother, you know what I'm saying. If you look on the front of the blog talk, it has a search bar where you can search. Type in Stevie Mack and it probably should show up instead of having to do the comedy. Or you can click on the little categories and then select comedy and it should pull his show up also, you know what I'm saying? He got a couple of different hours, you know, at times and stuff that he do his show, so you have to kind of catch him, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, looking for support, you know what I'm saying? That's what I does. That is what I does, you know? Give me our local Florida weather report. We got a cold front, you know what I'm saying, about to hit this piece. And so if you're coming down, you might want to bring a little jacket or something, you know what I'm saying, because you get a little nippy, a little chilly-willy, you know. So just bundle up a little bit, you know, before you come down here. I'm going to come back in a minute. I got to check my email because I got some words of wisdom. You know what I'm saying? You know, I always drop some positive stuff. You know what I'm saying? Even though brother be mad on Mondays. Mad on Mondays! You know, I'm playing. I'm just thankful that the Lord allowed me to wake up each and every day to come here and bless y'all with these vibes. And I get the vibes right back. You already know right here, Trill. It's Reggae the Game Radio. WDGR, BTR, Superstar. You already know who I are. DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ Fight, the power and the place to be, baby. This is how I do it. Representing all the way up real big from 813 to the ATL. Big ups everybody in the ATL. You already know how we doing it right here live. 12 o'clock bomb hour. Must be Monday again.
DJ Smell So Good.
I know some of y'all chicks be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out.
Me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away too long. This right here, got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my Dutch, then I switch my gears. But sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be blown out.
Spending big figures, say she like my swag. Cause you for a real introduce her to the life of a go-getter. Be compared to the sons of your boy Hop. I'm ahead of the game and they stole. Now I got feels very dope and a big ass wide. Got a six flow and a six for a side. She got a gift on the real that's on the way. Like I think you're talking little miss, that's a bop.
I'm on the floor rolling my hips like strippers. Do they up top throwing money like it ain't nothing new.
Make your boy
do what I want him to.
So you can make your boy
do what I want. I'm on the floor rolling my hips like shirts, but do it up top, throwing money like it ain't nothing new.
So you can make your boy
do what I want him to.
So you can make your boy
do what I want him to.
Y'all is bigger than the sickest, got your boy on stuff. While she shake her lappy tappy and her peanut butter cup, I make it rain big bills and she says she bout to bust. I'm like 5, 6, 7, even 8. Enough. I put it on the wood, if she put it in the air, I throw it over here, if she shake it over there, if she take it to the floor, then I buy out the bar. If she really wanna move, then we can move to the car. I like eeny, meeny, miny, mo, shorty super sexy, so I'ma put her on a team, cause she do it like a pro, do it like a stripper do. Nigga, let it get it loose, we got all this go for you. Get it, girl, you got the juice. Say your nigga's name, Summer, somebody sexy, baby, mama, I'ma hit her like a llama. Keep it quiet, I want the drama. Okay, ma, you got him about to act the fool, but you already know that he'll
do what I want. I'm on the floor rolling my hips like strippers. Do they up top throwing money like it ain't nothing new.
So you can make your boy
do what I want him to.
So you can make your boy
do what I want. I'm on the floor rolling my hips like strippers. Do they up top throwing money like it ain't nothing new.
So you can make your boy
do what I want.
Prank call, y'all. We're gonna make a prank call. Y'all ready? Let's make this prank call.
Mayor's office.
Oh, yes, I would like to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Who?
The president of y'all town.
The president?
Of like your town is Miss
Atlanta.
Oh,
the mayor?
Yeah, I'm having problems with, you know, is this like the colored people coming into town this week?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I want to do something, you know, where I can stop all of this right here. I'm not going to be able to transport my hogs or whatever. I'm trying to get some of my hogs sold, and the colored's going to have all the streets blocked off.
Okay. Would you like the traffic number?
No, I don't want to try. I want to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Because, you know, I don't, you know, some of I got a best friend that's black. You know, I'm not racist or nothing like that. But the colors, you know, they're like, you know, taking over for the whole couple of days or whatever. And I can't get none of my hoes and stuff taken care of. What are you going to do? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Aren't the colors coming to town this week, like the little young kids?
Yeah, the college students are.
Right, I don't want, like, none of these freaking colors coming to town. I want to get it stopped because it's not fair. When white people come to town, you know, we don't do all that crap.
Oh, Damn, I got cut off on my own joke and shit. man, that wasn't me, man. That was motherfucking Ricky Smiley, you know what I'm saying? Representing ATL real big up there. Big ups, Ricky Smiley, man. I got some more Ricky Smiley, you know what I'm saying, coming up. I'm tripping all day, man. Get y'all in a joyous mood, man. Go down like this. Here. Oh,
big money, you ready?
I'm ready, G. You ready?
Yes.
Goopy Bo.
I'm ready.
Club, 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 club
me. Just to see what's up.
Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kids with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks in my hood, straight to the room. Yeah, you know what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Looking so hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
That's what's up, what's up, that's what's up, up.
Y'all already know Real Big, man. This your boy DJ Smell Soul Hood, if you say it in Spanish. Y'all already know, man, I'm live each and every day right here, man. Record the Game Radio, Blog Talk Radio, however you want to call it, man. Just call in live. Area code 347-237-5125. Hang out with your boy, man. Hang out with the motherfucking dudes. Blog Talk. Got Goofy Bone holding it down in the chat room all the way from San Jose, California, up in the building. I done prank called a couple of people. Punk asses ain't answering the phone. I ain't got the number to Iraq, so I can't call over there. But I would be calling over there. Hello, this is Muhammad. We have given up. We will no longer be shooting at you Americans. We will no longer be blowing shit up. We are throwing in our pink flags because we don't use white flags over here. We're throwing in the LG pink flag. The pink flag, I know you see it. Leave us the fuck alone, please. Leave us the fuck alone. Ah, oh, man. Hey, it's my own boy. No, I said, Station. I said, man, what the fuck an insurgent look like? He said, man, he look like an old Mexican. I'm like, well, the fuck an old Mexican look like? You know what I'm saying? That's the fuck is old Mexicans. Goofy Bone, how do you picture yourself when you get old? You know what I'm saying? Do you picture yourself looking crazy? I ain't understand that one, but yeah, what he say? He say it look like old Mexican. So, no offense to all the Mexican hombres out there, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big, representing over there, you dig, in Iraq. That's where I'm trying to get some comparison. I want to know how they look. I got about 400 different images, and I still don't know how these motherfuckers look, you know what I'm saying? Commercials show you, these motherfuckers look like, they do look like a bunch of Spanish dudes on the back of a Toyota and shit with a big-ass motherfucking rocket launcher and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. But then when you look at another image, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in all black, and they look like, what the fuck they call the peoples? Indians. Indian people. They look like Indian people, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what side of town they be on. They be on different parts of the town and shit. You know what I'm saying? They just don't go to the hood, to the black neighborhood and shit. Yeah, it's probably a black neighborhood in Iraq, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking tanks with fucking 22s on them and shit. Y'all already know, man. Y'all already know how the damn government get down, man. Crazy sons of bitches. It's all good, though. Obama talking about he gonna bring the troops home. Yay! Bringing them home and sending their ass over to Afghanistan. That bullshit, man. Middle finger to politics. Put it that way. I ain't gonna say it to the president, but middle finger to politics and politicians. You know what I'm saying? Poly meaning many, ticks meaning bugs. So it's a lot of bugs in our motherfucking government. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got what we got. It's the dizzy. But it's all good. You already know. Let's see what we got on the fizz on. Oh, hold on. Is my damn mic even on? Oh, yeah. I'll be, you know, talking and shit. Goofy Boom.
Hey, what's good, man? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, man. You already know. What, you in the, all right. in the bathroom or something?
Nah. I'm actually coming home right now.
Oh, you always just come home. God damn, boy. You pulling the most. I can't fuck with you. You be up too early in the morning for me and shit.
Yeah, I'm on a laptop on, like, the Sprint little wireless thing, so that's how I'm communicating with you, driving in traffic right now.
What? Oh, yo, you driving today. You ain't riding.
Nah.
Yeah, I just got the damn laptop online, man. My shit been down for about 2 months now. I ain't had no wireless because I was putting all this crap on there. Don't go and just download a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I put all these Wi-Fi boosters and all this shit. Man, I couldn't even fucking connect. It blocked. It was so much shit on there. It was blocking everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From allowing it to connect. So I had to. I took it up to Office Depot, and they do like what they call free PC checks. And then, you know what I'm saying? They'll tell you. But then they won't tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But all they had to do was do the PC check, and I was like, shit, I'm good. I know what the fuck to do from there, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. So the dude thought he was slick when I was walking, finna leave and shit. He put the little program, the PC check, into the recycle bin.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, thank you. Heard me close that bitch, got to the house. Opened up the recycle bin, restored that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Reran the PC check. You know what I'm saying? Reran the PC check, you know what I'm saying? And just went step by step through all the shit that it was telling me to goddamn correct. And took all that shit the fuck off and fixed my own fucking shit.
See?
Damn
that's
right.
Dumbasses in this world. And look,
yeah,
at your
man.
Game.
And he's sitting there, you know what I'm saying? Now he's sitting there like, oh, well, like he typing like he doing shit fast and shit. Motherfucker, please. If you see, the only thing I don't do those when people working is I don't bother you. You know what I'm saying? At what you're doing now, I try to act like I don't know a motherfucking thing, and everything that you're doing is brand new to me. But then if you know what I'm saying, you try to cross me, then that's when I'm gonna jump on your head and be like, oh hell no, pop all this shit up and blow you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Blow your head up and shit. You'd be like, damn. Well, what the fuck you bringing in here for? Well, I just wanted a second opinion, shit. So I went and just bought shit. Because I was finna go out and buy the damn, buy the little bus car, the air cars.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, but I mean, it's with the Dells, they come in with the built-in Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Yeah, they come with built-in Wi-Fi, but you just, the only thing with that, you just got to find the hotspots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you going, that's the only thing you going off of, trying to get free internet.
Like, I'm on like the network, so like I pay like $60 a month, and then, you know, I could go anywhere, you know.
$60.
Go to public bathroom if I want to.
Check out, but you say that's through Sprint, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a website called Boingo. Boingo. Yeah. Boingo, Boingo.com. But it's Wi-Fi service.
Oh,
it's
really?
$10 a month. Yeah, they offer $9.95 unlimited access.
Okay.
I don't know if you
have to be in a Wi-Fi area, though, right?
Yeah, that's the whole key thing about that.
Yeah, see.
So I'm saying...
This one that I have, you can be anywhere. I mean,
okay, you can just that's the purpose of a card.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a cell phone, but you know, it's just internet service. You know, wherever you at.
Yeah, I might have to go with that because see, I wanna start doing my shows on the road.
Yeah, I recommend it. Guaranteed.
You know what I'm saying?
It,
and now, yeah, I ain't trying to be popping. Popping hotspot to hotspot, you know what I'm saying? That's what these damn metro shits be doing, fucking hotspots. I swear that's what these damn metros is. They Wi-Fi phones and shit, because your ass getting to certain places, you ain't getting no reception. I'm like, man.
Exactly. If no one's around, you're solo.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell am I listening to? You know what I'm saying? Can't even pick up nothing, can't do nothing. I'm like, wow, some bullshit. So, yeah, I took all that shit off, fixed it, so it's rolling now. I want to go get a webcam, you know what I'm saying, so I can be doing, you know, like live videos, like, yeah, y'all see me, I'm riding, motherfucker,
yeah,
I'm coming to Cali, goddammit, doing the show live, you know what I'm saying, bringing the camera all the way up to fucking Cali, goddammit, y'all see how I'm rolling. Not
I
a
wish,
game.
Man, we got a bunch of shows this month and next month. I wish you and your crew could just, you know, come on through and, you know, do a little
post up,
here,
yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Because I got one artist, you know what I'm saying? I got one female artist, Miss Janu. That's, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're a DJ, the true way to DJ is to take one artist underneath your belt and smash the shit out of everything that they got. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I do. I don't try to, I got a lot of cats that come and bring me music and stuff and talking about promote me and do this, do that, but. You know, if you ain't out on the motherfucking grind yourself, it does no good for me to be out on the grind pushing you.
Exactly.
You know
doing
what I'm saying?
All the dirty
and, yeah, that's what these cats. But then they want to talk shit about you because they don't go around to everybody. You know what I'm saying? They pick you and probably one other person and y'all everybody that's pushing them and shit. I'm like, hell nah, man. You need a goddamn village to raise a child. Well, that's the same thing for an artist. You know what I'm saying? You need a million motherfucking DJs to be playing that shit. So, I don't know. I know I went to the other video website, and I seen this dude. He DJing and shit. You know what I'm saying? This other site, it's something like Blog Talk, but it's for videos. You know what I'm saying? You use live. You use your webcam and you live. And everybody,
really?
We got webcams, you know what I'm saying? They can be seen on the webcam, but then you got your separate chat room, you know what I'm saying? So people can be in there chatting and shit, and then people can call in. So I'm like, well, damn, I need to be doing shit like that. But then I went to the dude's room, and dude DJing and shit, y'all. But all you see on the video screen is his head moving with one headphone on, his head bobbing, and all you hear is music. And this motherfucker got like
himself.
Yeah, but the bitch got like a fucking million people watching him and shit.
Well,
I say, damn, yeah. So you got a million motherfuckers checking him out. I said, okay, yeah, I need to step down on something like that because I can really use that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some live video. I was like, shit.
But yeah, Blog Talk. I mean, it's great, man, because it hooks up a lot of people. Because I mean, I would have never known about you if not Blog Talk. And, you know,
Oh yeah. Probably
it works
anywhere around the world, man. If a lot of people are camera shy. See, I ain't camera shy. Now that's the other thing. If you a behind the scenes type person, and this is
I want the whole video on me.
Yeah, you feel me? So when I get the video, I'm gonna be so still. I'm being costume on my. I got a big ass sumo suit. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, that's how I'm gonna do my shoot, my show. Is, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sumo so good, and I be tripping, man. That shit there. Every Halloween, dog, I could win a motherfucking contest every Halloween just by putting it, cause it's a blow up suit. It blows up. It's got a little fan inside that keeps it inflated. But I mean, the shit is one of a kind. I ain't seen one ever in Tampa, Florida. And they sold it down here in Walmart for $20 damn bucks, and I bought the shit just on a whim. I just bought the bitch on a whim, looked online just for the bodysuit, just for like an inflatable bodysuit, that bitch is $120.
Yeah, because at the county fair down here, they have where you could put those on and wrestle your friends.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that alone is $40.
Yeah, just to get, you know? But I mean, now see, it ain't that, it's that type of suit, but you know, those are padded, actually padded suits. Mine is just strictly air, straight air. And that's what holds
okay.
it up. One, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
no,
so you,
no,
I mean,
no,
if you push on it.
This one's like an air one where, like, you could, like, if you push on it, you know, you could see, you know, it has air in it, you know? It has, like, a little fan inside, like, it's on your backpack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the same shit there.
Okay, yeah. But you get, like, five minutes for $40, and you wrestle your friend. On a, you know, on a stupid little thing. But yeah, I mean, you got
$40 a piece.
$40
a piece.
Huh? No, yeah, $20 a piece.
Oh, okay, $20. Well, God damn, that's still fuck that.
Damn.
Hell yeah, I know I got a steal of a fucking deal. I can't even go on nowhere. I can't find it nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm tight shit in everything.
And for you, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man. I don't went back. I went back and they got this fucking like a fat Santa suit, but it's just, it's like no arms, no legs. It's just like your body. You know what I'm saying? Like you would put clothes over it.
Oh. Okay.
And it'll make your body look bigger. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hell no, nah, no shit like that. Like you got a big blowed up diaper on and shit. I can't, yeah, I ain't trying to fuck with that. So. But you know, man, it's raining today. It's fucking
Boston
Blue Monday.
How's the weather out there?
Yeah, man, it's motherfucking Blue Monday. We finna get a damn cold front end and shit.
Damn.
You know, it don't really rain. It just do that sprinkle. But then, you know, after that, boy, it's finna drop. It's finna drop.
Yeah.
So it's 70, what is it, 78 degrees right now? I say by 5 o'clock it's probably gonna drop down to probably about then to 60, a little bit below 60, then probably tonight it get about 50. And that shit change just like that, just that fucking quick.
Damn.
And then tomorrow it'll be in the 40s and shit, it'll be like 40 degrees and shit. Like what the fuck? We summertime, spring break and shit, and we got, you know what I'm saying, 40 degree weather and shit.
Yeah.
So out of town must be getting fucked up coming down here trying to go to Busch Gardens and shit. It's good weather. Shit, come down here. You fucking get pneumonia and shit, man.
Yeah.
All them Pittsburgh fans came down here for the championship.
Yeah.
The whole time they were down here, man, the weather, I swear them sons of bitches brung the goddamn cold with them. We had good ass weather, 70 degree weather the whole fucking week leading up to the damn Super Bowl. The whole week of the Super Bowl, I mean, every fucking day was just shitty. I mean, every fucking day was shitty.
Damn.
And then as soon as they left, the goddamn fucking heat came back out. The fucking sun popped out of shit. Birds started chirping. I'm like, sons of bitches. Shit. From the cold, man. And I was like, yeah. They still was walking around with their shorts and shit on.
Yeah.
You know, we all bonded up like we don't even know what's going on.
You
know.
Like you got
it
snowing and shit, you know.
Hold on. How do you get your name to pop up on Blog Talk Radio?
Huh?
Vita Star got her name popping up on the caller ID.
On Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. Hold on, man. Yes, VIP. Hello, Miss Vita Star. Oh, she might be listening in, but not got a headset. Let me see. Is she in the chat room? Oh, yeah. Vita in the chat room.
Vita Star, that's PK, isn't it?
Who?
PK. Isn't she from L.A.?
Where is she from? Oh, she ain't got no picture, though. She on the damn phone. I don't know. She can't. I don't know if she can hear us or not. Oh, yeah. Oh, she can. Okay, there she go. Goofy, boom. Big ups to Vita Star with the VIP call ID popping up. Yeah, it's got in parentheses where your area code is supposed to be. It say VID, and then for her numbers, it say AS with a hyphen, and then TAR. That's hard in a mug. Heck nah. I don't know how you got
baby,
that, but that's
baby
that's
girl's pimping.
Yeah, she doing something. That is hard there. Yeah. PK. All right. Hell nah. I gotta put you on hold. All that puffing you doing.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In fact, fuck that. We've been doing like this. Ugh. Shit. Only problem. And we're back. Let me see something real quick. Vida, 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 vida. Your mic is unmuted.
Can you hear me?
All right. I hear something. Sound like you're in the bathroom. We have Vita Star live from the bathroom of the luxurious
Ramada
Hotel.
Hell nah.
Say she can't get enough, y'all. She got to call in. She at school right now. She had to dip off into one of the stalls to make this VIP call.
Hell nah. I'm at home. I'm in my apartment. Just, you know, kind of, it's a big living room. A lot of, you know, what's it called? Acoustics and whatnot.
You got a studio at the house?
No. I have a regular apartment, but I'm using my laptop. I was trying to use Skype. Because the thing is, I'm running low on minutes, but I co-host another show at, I guess, 3 o'clock Cali time, which is 6 Eastern time. And so that's how I know Goofy Bone, because he's like a regular on that show. Anyway, I was trying not to waste minutes on my cell phone by using Skype without having to, pay for anything. So does it sound clear or does it sound...
Sounds straight. It's straight. Actually, you're using Skype, but you're using Skype for free?
Yeah, it's free. I downloaded Skype, and then on the chat room, I click push to talk.
Yeah, I don't get that. So why people be paying for the shit then?
Well, like, I think if you want to make phone calls. Like, I didn't dial a number, because you have to pay to make phone calls. Yeah,
what?
I just click push to talk in the chat room.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
What's up, PK?
That's Goofy Bone on the line, girl.
KT! Oh, Goofy Bone!
If you don't warn me the next mother time you yelling that phone, good luck.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
I feel so good.
I'm like, God damn.
Vita Star.
I'm sorry.
She got porn name and shit. Vita Star. What do you do for your profession and shit? What you doing at home right now? What a webcam.
I don't have a webcam. You messed up. You messed up.
You ain't got
anyway,
a webcam.
No, I don't have a webcam.
Well, I ain't got one. I ain't got one either, man. Y'all need to be knowing what's going on over here.
I don't know how loud or how low I am, so I have to listen to your show after it's recorded so I can hear it. But yeah, Goofy Bone. I love Goofy Bone. That's from Straight Loaf Records.
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing all right.
You heard all his music?
Have I heard all his music?
Yeah.
Yeah, we play Straight Loaf Records on our show.
Oh, okay. He sent y'all the new cuts, no intro and what's up.
I have no intro. Did you send me...
No, I didn't send them what's up. I told you, you got an exclusive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That what's up. See?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. So DJ Smells So Good is getting exclusives? We don't get exclusives?
Oh, yeah, man.
All the love we give y'all, and we don't get
exclusives? I know. They we're in the empire now.
Wait a minute. Okay, so where you at, Viva? What part of camp?
I'm in L.A. LA.
Okay, so LA. All right. So how far are you from San Jose?
She's about 300-something miles.
Okay, damn. Yeah, all y'all, what's the area code?
For LA?
Four away.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You four,
323.
I mean, 323. Well, goddamn. Well, y'all shit. Man, fucking 805, because, you know, he got his damn show. He something... Damn, where around now? You tuned into his show before? 805 Heat Waves?
No.
You ain't never heard of that? Yeah, that's another Cali. That's a Cali show, though. He played like all people from 805. It's all,
where
all
where
Cali.
In Cali is 805?
I think that's Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah. I never been to Santa Barbara.
Yeah, boy, what you doing in LA?
What am I doing
here? Did you get
that job? Oh, yeah, I did get the job. I got the job.
Oh, man. So hey, I prayed for you, girl. I prayed for you.
Thank you so much. I was, I've been laid off since January, and it's been stressful. So I got the job. I start next Monday.
I thought you were in the bathroom from the new job.
I gotta sneak my 5 minutes of fame in real quick.
Go on and send your show shout out before your boss kick in the door and shit wonder where you at.
Nah, man.
Hey,
that is funny. No, I don't start till Monday, so I'm really happy, man. I'll be a case manager working with pregnant teens, so I'm really excited. It's a population I've been wanting to work with for a while.
You got kids?
Hell no, I ain't got no kids.
Oh, so what is that? Just for the money? I mean, is that for the love of like doing that field of work?
Well, you know, it's definitely for the love of doing it. When I first heard about the job, it wasn't even like one of the jobs that was on my list of places I was in my resume too. Like, you know, I didn't find like on Career Builder or anything like that. A friend of mine told her stepsister who works for the program that I like working with, I volunteer at a school for pregnant teens as a volunteer. She told her stepsister that I do that and I'm also an experienced case manager. And so her stepsister said, you know, send me her resume. So my friend just gave her my resume. And because my friend had it because I was applying for a job at her job. So anyway, she gave her sister my resume. They loved me so much. Like, they called me. They said they weren't even going to post up that they were looking for anybody until they interviewed me. Then they interviewed me, called me 2 days later, was like, I had the job. So,
man.
Yeah. But it is a population I've been wanting to work with for a few years now. I actually want to start my own program working with pregnant teens, helping them to, with future goal planning and...
That what you need
to
help do.
Too.
Stop fucking all you goddamn teens out there. Yeah, I know you ain't listening to my show because this is Uncut and Censored, so, you know.
Nah,
but pass that on, everybody.
I always put on rubbers. If you look on my pictures, I show you what I use. You got to use rubbers.
Stop fucking. If you're under 18, stop fucking, period.
Use rubbers, though.
I agree, but this is
if you're going
to use. This is one thing I've learned since I've been working. A lot of these girls aren't. Have a lot of issues. These aren't just like girls who are just like, yeah, I want to just start having sex. A lot of girls who've been sexually abused since they were like 3 and stuff like that.
They're messed up.
And they have a lot of things going on. So and they see sex as almost like it's an answer to a problem, or also they see it as something to do because they've been having sex since they were 5. You know what I mean? Because of being sexually molested, being raped, and things like that. They have a lot of issues. I mean, and these people like. One girl I was working with, her cousins are raping her from the age of 11 to the age of 15, and her mom blamed her. So, so a lot of these girls have.
I went through that with this chick when I was 15. I lost my virginity to this chick that was 16, and then she had already been through the wringer though, with the damn stepdad. You know what I'm saying? Molesting her since she was like 6 or something like that. So. She ain't want to tell me at first, like when we first started dating, you know what I'm saying? She ain't want to tell me. I'm young. I already know. I'm fucking loose cannon, you know what I'm saying? So after she told me shit, I was just that, a fucking loose cannon. Man, I went off and, but I did the right thing. I stepped to the mama first and I was like, man, you got to get fucked up. Stepped to the mama. And yeah, she acted like the fucking fool. Like you know what I'm saying? The dude was the messiah or something. He just did no wrong. And I'm like, well, ma'am, you don't think that, you know what I'm saying, because she had a younger sister, you know what I'm saying? So I stepped to the younger sister. She's like, yeah, that nasty nigga done tried me, too. He tried me. He ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so I'm like, these are all three girls in the house, you know what I'm saying? And the mama is accepting that. I say, man, it ain't no way. Because I know he done put his hands on you. And I know you, at some point in time, he done slipped, you know what I'm saying? And you done called him. Doing something, you know what I'm saying, that your woman intuition lets you know that shit just ain't right.
Yep.
Whether he's brushed up on her ass the wrong way, looked at her, you know what I'm saying, too long. It's certain shit that adults just ain't supposed to be doing towards no children.
Oh,
yeah, so, man, please, after I called the police on his ass and I came around there, that nigga told me not to come around his house no more. I came around there one night to I parked on the other street and walked around, and I thought the nigga was going to work. I don't know what the nigga, if he was waiting on me or something. Next thing I know, shit, that nigga come speeding all up to the house and shit, ready to fight me and shit. I'm like, this is business. I'm standing outside talking to her and shit, but it's, you know, it's damn near a child to a grown-ass man. So, I mean, it ain't pop off like that, but he damn sure cussed me out and told him to fuck away from his house. He'll shoot me and all those crazy shit. But see, that's just, that's your guilt. You know what I'm saying? That's your guilt. Catching up with you for doing that trifling, nasty-ass shit.
Yep. So, what makes it so bad is when the moms actually support their husband or boyfriend over their daughter. That, to me, is one of the sickest things you can do. And you have, but you have a lot of that there, because a lot of times the moms think that the daughters are whores anyway. Like, oh, you must have tempted him. Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I heard that, too, that you tempted him and all that old gay-ass bullshit. The hell level. We want to slap the hell out of these parents, man. What the hell wrong with y'all? I ain't got no kids, so I can talk like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk from no parent experience. I can give you experience from raising kids, though. I raised, you know what I'm saying, two girls that I call my daughters to this day, you know what I'm saying? And now they, you know, 18 and 19 grown, and one got, you know, I got a little, I got a granddaughter. You know what I'm saying? But I raised them from 3 and 4, so they're my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they ain't my biological kids. I done raised a couple of kids since then. Better than the damn daddy did, though. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, you know, I got a couple of kids that call me daddy. You know what I'm saying? Over their own daddy.
Mm-hmm.
They biological daddy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Call his ass Frank and calling me daddy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Him said mama, they talking to their daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, he got all the way back into the him zone again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Him on the phone, mama.
Right there. You were like the stepfather or what?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I guess I was a fill-in father, put it that way. I ain't got no marriage. I'm just saying, I was there at the time serving, I guess, a missing link. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was there, so. But at the same time, when you around kids, you know what I'm saying, I believe you still have to be, you have to play parent, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't particularly know how to be one. I mean, you kind of have to fake it. So that's what I was doing, just faking it and you know, being that commercial type parent. You know what I'm saying? The dudes that you see on the TV behind the wicked white picket fences pushing the kids down the road on the bicycle, teaching them how to ride bicycles and shit that just don't go on really in the hood.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
I was really, really actually trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? Everything that I seen in the Opie Taylor and motherfucking Andy Griffith shows and shit, I brought Mayberry to the hood. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'll cook cupcakes for my daughter. You know what I'm saying? And took them to the school for the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Did that Mr. Mom type shit. Yeah, I've been there, done that. And
that's
and
right.
Ain't looking forward to none of them, though. Shit, me. Fucking hard work. Kids hard at work. I applaud all you parents out there, all you early teen mothers and shit, because you fucked up. I'm telling you to your face, you fucked up. You can't go to prom. Your goddamn whole school is in a fucking ray right now. Tighten up, damn it. But after you had a baby, don't, that ain't the end of the world either. I do tell girls that ain't the end of the world. You can take your ass back.
Yeah.
Go and get a GED just like the rest of these dumbass
dudes. But
you know what?
They don't even need GEDs. Like, that's the school, for example, that I've been volunteering at. They actually, it's a regular LA Unified School District school, and it's just for pregnant teens. They're on a different type of system. They can get a regular high school diploma. So they can just go ahead and, it's just catered to where, you know, they're on a certain type of grade system that's just from a regular school. But it keeps them safe while they're pregnant. Plus, even once they have a baby,
I'll call back.
They can
All right, I got you, go ahead.
They can take 6 weeks off and then come back to the school. And continue their education, and they learn, and for PE they take parent development, they take like Lamaze, stuff like that. So because no, you can't really do regular PE once you're pregnant. So it's a school that they have there for. So there are places you can go as a teen if you're pregnant teen. But my whole thing is like, what's it's not the end of the world, because I think a lot of times we treat people once you make a mistake or once you do something that takes you off your initial path. You know, that means it's the end of the world for you. It's not, you know, and I feel like that's what we need to help these girls do, because if we don't help them, we'll be getting upset because we're paying for these girls at the end. You know what I mean? We're going to pay for them when they're on the system and their babies are on the system. You know?
And that actually, we had, and that blew the hell out of me when I was in the second, I think I was like second or third grade. I don't know what that was. I don't know. It was young in my early years. They were remodeling the whole school. You know what I'm saying? So they moved our whole school to another school. We had the damn the pregnant school for you know what I'm saying, for women and shit. As kids though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because it was like a 2-story building, so they dedicated, I guess, like the whole top floor to, you know, to us. Or however they did it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this was like a private school, but it was strictly for pregnant women. You know what I'm saying? It's like they lived there and went to school and everything. You know what I'm saying? It was a kitchen. That was their home. You know what I'm saying? It was like living.
They lived there.
Yeah, it was like living. But it looked like a schoolhouse, though. You know what I'm saying? But they actually, yeah, they you know, but as kids, you know what I'm saying? They probably had dorms or whatever in the back that we didn't see. You know what I'm saying? But during school hours, yeah, like while we going to lunch and stuff, yeah, man, it's goddamn pregnant women in the in the lunchroom with us. We looking like, what the hell y'all doing in school? You know what I'm saying? That was a long time ago, I remember that. Yeah, they have them, but then they're not advertised either. They're not advertised like, you know, state schools and stuff like that. Like, hey, if you're pregnant, come to this school. You know, they don't do that.
Okay.
Nah, don't do that. Big ups to Studi. Studi 69 just jumped off in the chat room, y'all. You know, of course, we hold it down on the telephone. I be forgetting I even have a chat room, shit. I click over like, oh, it's people in there. It's people actually here on this show. My bad. Thought I'd be talking to myself.
What? I was going to ask you a question. Where are you from? Because you have a thick accent.
I'm from Bulgaria.
Where are you from?
Girl, if you can't understand, girl, that should tell you something right there.
Give me a reason.
Girl, what does girl mean?
Girl,
what is a
right?
Girl? There you go. Girl. Who says girl? Whoever says girl.
You know what? Different people. My mom's from St. Louis, and when I would go to St. Louis to visit my family, they say go.
Well, ain't that the South though?
That's the Midwest.
Well, Midwest, yeah, they the same. Texas, same country ass motherfucker. Shit, country is country, goddammit. Country, you a country ass country person. Nah, I'm from Florida though. T-Town, you already know.
Florida. Oh, my brother.
Tampa Bay, baby. Where?
He's in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, he lives past me. I got family down in old Fort Lauderdale. Got people down there. What do you do?
He has different businesses. He has some business where he helps out producers make, you know, with their beats or whatever. I don't know. He does a lot of stuff. He owns a few companies with this other guy down there.
I know
he makes money, so.
Hey, that's the whole key to it. But you can't. One thing about you see, he in the music industry. That's all you need to say there, cause that's why he got to have all them different jobs. Cause the damn music industry is so shady and shifty. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing a sure thing. You know, you can't invest all your time into trying to promote an artist, cause then they might turn into a punk ass and then belly up on you. Now all your time, you know what I'm saying, been wasted into that one person. Yeah. You know, or with a record company, you know what I'm saying? Putting all your time promoting for a record company, then the record company go belly up because they don't know how to promote artists correctly. It's just a lot of crap, man. It's actually, you know, that the BET version that everybody get is the, ooh, that's the version I want to be in. But then when you get into it, man, please, everything is working.
Yeah, I used to, even now, I used to actually work with a DJ. We used to put on shows. Hip hop shows and stuff, and work with artists. It's cool. The only thing I didn't like was, as a female, every guy's trying to sleep with you, and I didn't like that. It's just like, I used to work with this rap group. I used to co-manage a rap group, and because what happened was, the guy was in, he just had so much work he was trying to do, because he was also the producer. So he would so me and him, I would share some of the management duties, you know, finding shows and gigs, stuff like that. And there was one of the rappers that's in the group, I didn't meet him because he was locked up, like, the majority of the time when I started up until, like, right before I ended. And he came out of jail, and I was just on the phone with the other manager, and the manager was like, oh, I'm going to introduce you to this other chill, to a homie from, you know, he just got out, you know, I'm going to introduce you to him, he's giving the phone. And dude was just talking to me like, when am I going to come through, you know, what do I look like? And I was just like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get work done. You want some other stuff.
Yeah,
so I feel like I didn't like every guy is basically trying to sleep with you. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. With me, like, my artist, her name is Janu, you know what I'm saying? Female. I've been promoting her for, like, since 2002. And, the only thing as a DJ, I run into problems just because when they find out she's a female, they like, well, why you ain't fucking? And if you ain't fucking, then why we can't fuck them? You know what I'm saying? And if we can't fuck them, then we can't play the song. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, what the fuck does that got to do with it? What the fuck does that got to do with it? Then y'all bring this stanky leg bullshit in and y'all play the hell out of that gay ass shit. Yeah, that's some fucking bullshit, man.
Your artist, does she rap or does she sing?
Yeah, she rap. I'm finna play one of her songs, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna play one song with everybody.
Can I have one of her songs to play on my show? Because I need more female artists. It's female dominated.
This is what I'm trying to do, and I'm glad I'm talking to you. Because I did a full-page article on Global Grind when it was talking about, it's a little topic that was saying, where the ladies at? You know what I'm saying? Like, where all the female MCs at? And I said, the problem in the industry is we don't have no DJ Khaled-type female DJs. Mm. You feel me? I mean, with that status, though. You know what I'm saying? And then when it came to DJ Khaled, Drama, and all these other gay-ass motherfuckers, they don't put no females on their mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? I listen to that gay-ass bullshit. Yeah, that's the motherfucker. Hold him down. But then y'all do all that fucking screaming and ain't shouting out nobody specific, giving no, you know what I'm saying, no love specifically. You know what I'm saying? So nobody gets no shine but the damn DJ. That's why I don't like Khaled. I don't like Drama. I don't like Who Kid. Any of them niggas be screaming all in the goddamn through the whole fucking mixtape.
What about the Drop? What's his name? Not Drama. What's his name? I can't remember.
No, because see, you're going to get me the name in half of these motherfuckers that call themselves DJs in the industry. You know what I'm saying? If you're not breaking an artist's record, you are doing no good as a DJ. You do not need no fame. Your job is to make someone famous. If you do that, then you will get fame off of that. That's the bottom line. I mean, it makes no sense for DJ Khaled to be the biggest name on his whole fucking mixtape. That's all you hear. That makes no sense, though. You got 20 hungry artists on your shit, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to fuck with you because they thinking that you finna put them out. You turn around and put your motherfucking self out. Hell no.
I don't like DJ Khaled in general. Like, every time I see him on TV, every video, I just want to punch him in the face. So I think he's such asshole.
My thing is, like, I'm dealing with MC Light, you know what I'm saying? I get, like, regular drops from her, and we do, like, you know, communication. She's actually getting into the DJ game, you know what I'm saying? Which is cool, because I can send her music. I got another chick on here, Shy Romance. Are you familiar with her?
No.
She was a listener. She turned host now. She got a show on here called Shy Romance Show. She do spoken word, poetry, and stuff like that. But she play music, too.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to do is send her nothing but female music. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because it's time for the females, really, to step your game up and fuck pushing any niggas. Push nothing but females. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself as the hottest female DJ that only pushes, you know what I'm saying, females. And see where that gets you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get some hate.
Yeah.
But then you're going to get more love than you're going to get hate. Because the females ain't getting no love right now.
They really aren't. It's really sad because there are some good female rappers out there that are just not getting any shine. Black rappers are getting shine. Like, first of all, like, Trina and Jackie O came out, I think, recently. And they were both whack. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Say what you want.
Kaya came out with that trash, and I'm like, man, oh, what the hell is y'all, man, whatever.
But there are, but you know, but you have art, and the thing is that there are different types of female artists. I mean, I'm not even against, like, talking, you talk about whatever you want, sex, whatever you want. I don't care as long as you can rap, as long as you write your own lyrics. I don't like this whole, some dudes writing your lyrics, making you sound like a hoe, because it's a guy writing your lyrics. I don't like that. You know, if you're going to sound like a hoe, write your own damn lyrics. That's the option.
Yeah.
But I wanna hear your artist. I wanna put her on my show, put her music on my show.
Yeah, I got I just uploaded most of her stuff. She do a lot of features. I ain't gonna say a lot. She started to do features and then she cut back on doing features. Punk ass motherfuckers don't wanna push themselves, and then you know what I'm saying, when they see you doing it, then they just wanna sit back and you know what I'm saying, ride your coattail. This is why I tell artists, you know what I'm saying, push yourself. Push you before you try to push anybody else and before you try to jump on the track with this cat, that cat, just because they saying that they the hottest. You the hottest. And if not, they wouldn't be asking you to be on they damn track. You know what I'm saying? They ain't coming to ask Willie Lump Lump to get on the track, you know what I'm saying? They coming to you specifically. Yeah. Because it's something they done heard some way, especially with my artist, because I put her on everything. I don't care what it is. If it's a whatever it is, one of her songs is going on. By any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to promote. That's what I'm about. Well, check this out.
I have an online blog, and I get a lot of hits, and it's a hip-hop blog. And I would like to put her stuff up there, you know, for promotions and stuff, too. So
yeah.
You check that out. It's onblastradio.com. And check it out. If you check out onblastradio.com, you can see, like, I also do features on artists sometimes. And I post up some tracks, or I post up videos or pictures or with news information interviews, whatever that the artist wants promoted on the blog, I'll put that up. And I also have tracks that people can download from different people or whatever if they want, but... Yeah, I would love to promote her on the blog and all that. I need more females. I've been thinking about that for a while, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm finna. This is called, her name is Janu, J-A-N-U. Call her the hottest female rap artist in the South. That's all you going to ever hear me say. I'm going to play a single, and then I'll come back and play, you know what I'm saying, once she actually, what we currently pushing. And that's called She Fine. We got a... This song right here was made by Unk Tracks, I think. He made the beat on it. It's called Drop With It. Check it out. Just tell me what you think. Right here live, this is Wrecking the Game Radio, 347-237-5125. Must be Monday again, because we live.
Yeah. This is another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys. My name is Janu.
Rock with it, the way I did. Keep the dope boys watching. you want me, you all owe me. I heard you in the street bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls and do the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you just on that E. Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. A gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you Jamaican?
You're a DJ.
DJ.
Take it on.
Yeah, we back. We is Bizak in the Biz building. This is Must Be Monday again. We got V the Star. You know what I'm saying? Calling VIP straight out the bathroom from work.
You gotta stop that. I'm not in the bathroom.
I just don't fuck with you. No,
a couple of echoes, and I gotta be taking a shit.
Hey, you know, hey, we ain't even say the shit, but if you're gonna put it out there, girl, put it on out there, damn it. Put it all out there.
Oh, forget you.
Make sure you wipe twice and wash your hands.
Oh, forget you, man. You know you ain't. Nah,
right. I don't know who made the beat, though, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who made that beat. You know, it's a jamming song, though. It's definitely in rotation around here. I've been taking it city to city and just kind of, you know, trying to meet different DJs and stuff like that around here in Florida. And because that's one key thing. You got to network outside the box in this industry, boy. You cannot depend on your hometown to make you a success. I don't give a damn where you at. Your hometown is not going to love you until you go somewhere else and get some love from somebody else, and then when you come back, oh, we love you, man. Why you left, dog? We would have made you big. We would have made you hot. Hell no. Nah. The hell on out of here.
You know what's funny? I don't know if you ever heard of this. This is a rap group called Little Brother from out of North Carolina, and they have a
line where you talk. I got brother, girl. I'm on brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm on them. Yeah. I'm on that boy, damn it.
Yeah, so I was listening to a Little Brother, and one of the things that what Fonte says, he says, you can go around the world, you know, and come back to your neighborhood, and you still consider a local artist. You know? So that was true.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit. I mean, I give a damn if Tom G go off and make it big. I don't give a damn if Tampa Tony went off and blew up. I went to school with these cats. So it's not, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole mentality of it. You know what I'm saying? You're only a superstar to people, you know what I'm saying, who don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's going to be your maximum superstardom. When you come home, they'll treat you like you got money. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't really treat you like no Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you go to a club, I mean, they'll show you some love. But they ain't finna let the whole entourage that you bring with you come in, you know what I'm saying? Because they still know you. And it's a difference. But then you can go to a city, to the next city over, and they give you total VIP privileges, tell you to call more friends to come and party with you, you know what I'm saying? And treat you like a celebrity off of whatever they might have heard from you, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah, man, I've been doing this. I didn't even start out a DJ. I started out a DJ because of these raggedy-ass so-called DJs wasn't doing their job. So I had to stop doing what I was doing, which I sell incense, body oils, and lotions, and good stuff. You know, all the latest stuff. You know what I'm saying? Girl, But then, you know what I'm saying? I met, because I always been making mixtapes. I used to make tapes, you know what I'm saying, off the radio back in the day, R.I.P. Kenny K. You know what I'm saying? I was making tapes off the radio like back in 95. And, you know, it's way before CDs was even thought about. And then from that, you know what I'm saying? That's when, this was before CDs even thought about, man. And then, I mean, at least everybody having them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they might have been buying them out the stores, but not making mixtapes on the streets, you know what I'm saying? And putting them out there to the people. So 2002, that's when I really started getting into, you know, making mix CDs and stuff like that, and then that's when I met Janu, and she hooked me up with her first song called Shake It, which I still got, you know what I'm saying, I played it, and from there, you know what I'm saying, I just, you know, kind of took her under my wing, and she's been my artist ever since, you know what I'm saying, but she was like my main motivation to become a DJ. She was like, man, these other niggas keep trying me, you know what I'm saying? The same story you saying, you know what I'm saying? They got to do, they want to do this. I even had this old punk ass nigga, who you know what I'm saying? I looked up to, you know what I'm saying? For years, like he older school than me. But this bitch ass nigga pulled his dick out on him, it's taking so much to this day for me not to ride on that nigga, man. I promise you, it's one of them forgive and forget. I cannot do now one of the two until I bust him in his motherfucking mouth. And I'm so hell bent on that. Because it's just, one, for the disrespect of, you know what I'm saying, you doing that to a black woman, period. Any woman, period. You just pulling your shit out, talking about you can handle this. You know what I'm saying? That's, for one, you should have got kicked in your shit. You know what I'm saying? And kicked in your motherfucking mouth. But that didn't happen. So, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, now a brother going to have to do, go ahead and ride on you whenever I see you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
and
I can't believe he did that. That's crazy.
And then for an artist, that you do that for an artist? Oh, man, come on, man. It's some real whole-ass niggas out there. Whole-ass DJs.
Oh, yeah.
Let me characterize it like that. Some whole-ass DJs out there that really, man, just you know, screw it up for the game, you know, all the way across the board. You know what I'm saying? The couple of bad apples, you know, screw up the bunch. But the same thing for the females. Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying, screwed it up for the female. Trina screwed it up for the female. Talking all about sucking Coke cans and taking it here and taking it there, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, what the real females be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my artists ain't talking about none of that type shit. So it's like, oh, hey, you know, I don't know. People make music for whatever.
Yeah,
reason,
I don't understand,
you know?
Why. I don't even have a problem with, I don't even blame those female artists that talk about that. It's only because it's not their fault that there isn't other diversity. Because I feel like I don't believe in there being, I'm not anti anything like that. You know, I don't believe that you shouldn't play their music or things like that. I think that there needs to be more diversity. If you're going to have one female talking about this, why can't we have females talking about other stuff? You know, and that's I feel like that about the industry in general. It ain't all got to be club music. It ain't all got to be gangster rap. It don't all got to be whatever. It could be just different types. Very, you know, let it be various. Let me have a choice as a consumer in what I want to hear. If I want a more laid back type feel, I should be able to hear that. If I want a more, you know, gangster feel, if I want to see walk in my living room, I need to be able to have my gangster rap. You know what I mean? If I want to shake my ass in the club, I need to have my club music. But I don't like it when it's all one thing. It's too much of one thing. That's when I have a problem.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. You hit it on the head, girl. You hit it on the head, girl. Can't have too much of anything is bad for you. Huh?
Yep.
Too much to smell so good, girl, might be detrimental to your health. Let me check in here, man. I don't know what the hell going on. Everyone says you suck beer cans. Okay, I know I'm in the wrong chat room. I done clicked in at the wrong time. It was the wrong conversation.
I think Goofy was talking to Spitty.
Yeah, I don't think that applied to me. I clicked on the wrong thing, and it's all in big bold red, so you know. That's going to be your first thing to read. You know what I'm saying? You suck beer cans. Damn, brother. Do I really? Hey, check this out, though. You say you got another show after this to go to, co-host?
Yeah, it's at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, six. Oh, well, shit, you got more time, girl. You be floating around. Look for my name again, because it's raining. I can't do nothing. I'm finna... Gonna book me another 2 hours and chill on up in there, man. Play some more people.
Okay.
So if you ain't getting around, you wanna conversate again, you know what I'm saying? I'll be back on doing what I do.
I'm gonna work on my blog and eat some breakfast, and then I'll check for your next show.
Yeah, hey, shoot your blog info in the chat room too, so I can check it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and your email. Need all that. God damn, girl, you type faster than a motherfucker.
You can hear that?
God damn. Sound like motherfucking rats and shit munching on your dough and shit. Damn. Rats at the bathroom doors. Rats at the bathroom doors.
Oh, you know what? It makes it so bad if it's recorded and can be downloaded. Just for
man.
I am not in a bathroom. There are no rats.
Sure.
Oh, forget you then. You wrong. And you know you wrong. I'm trying to find that man at the site. You were in Rosie's chat room yesterday. I'm trying to find that man at that the psychic told me I was going to find. He was supposed to be 6'2".
That the psychic? What psychic?
And weren't you in Rosie's show yesterday?
Yeah, but I didn't hear about no psychic.
Yeah, well, I called in. I'm giving them my drama about homie that that kicked me out.
Yeah. You was the no draws give up. That's right. Ah, you ain't getting no draws.
Yeah, well, he kicked me out, man.
Well, you gotta so, represent.
But the psychic or whatever she was said I was gonna find somebody that was 6'2", and the other psychic said within 6 months I'm looking for my 6'2" guy in the next 6 months. Hey, I'm just looking.
I got these, I'm 5'11", I got these 6-inch heel shoes, you know what I'm saying, with the thick bottom on them, you know, like the handicap
shoes. The platform. You got platforms looking like Prince.
All right, nah, you know, you remember Living Color back in the day?
Yeah.
The old little slapstick, Mr. McAfee with the one big shoe.
Oh,
with the leg. Yeah, I got two
got
shoes
one...
like Mr. McAfee.
Oh, hell nah. Hell nah. That is not hot.
That put me at 6'2", you know what I'm saying? I got DJ painted
hell
on the
nah.
side of them, you know. Let you know who I am. Oh, you still in my
all
chat
right,
room.
You
still in my chat room, woman?
Yeah, I'm
still
in my chat room.
Am I
supposed to be?
No, girl, I ain't in there. I'm just asking. I hear a million words a minute.
Oh, my God. I don't even type that fast.
I like gunfire. Get down, y'all. She's shooting on the radio. Get down.
I'm wrong.
She throwing rocks at the radio and said, oh, man, that's too crazy. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, though, Miss V the Star. You already know. I got to get up off it so I can try to go and schedule this other show. I think it takes like 15 minutes for it to start again. So.
I got to...
You on Twitter?
Add you as a... Yes, I am. K Tizzle Tizzle.
Oh, girl, like, what the hell is K Tizzle Tizzle? So, I'm gonna
type
that in.
Is K
Tizzle
in the name?
Type.
All right, hold up. I gotta something to move back up. But yeah, it's KP is my other nickname. So sometimes I just came up with K Tizzle because I couldn't think of nothing better at the time.
Hip hop shop blog. And what that say?
Yeah.
On Blast Radio?
Uh-huh.
OnBlastRadio.com. Okay. Write that down. On Blast Radio. Now, what's the On Blast Radio? What is that?
On Blast Radio is my blog. And that also includes a show that I co-host. And on Tuesday nights, I have a show on Tuesday nights. But it's more discussion with a little bit of hip-hop mixed in. But so mine's like a spinoff of the show that's on Monday. Because when I get my job, I won't be able to call in.
At work with the kids. How punk ass.
What you talking about?
My own girl that normally that from Mississippi just got her little show. She got like 4 badass boys though. Every show you run back my archives, shit. That's all you hear every show. Get your goddamn ass down. Sit your ass down. I began to put on mute. You know what I mean? That's my own girl. But them boys, they'll be tearing up some. Yeah, and it seems like they only bother when she come and get on her on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
That's
start doing the little show.
They wait. That's what kids do. They wait till the parent is busy.
They hide. They hide in late.
My daddy used to tell me, because I used to live with my dad, and my daddy used to tell me, he said he used to get so mad at us when we were kids, because my dad was in school. And so he was like, it seemed like we would always start fighting and arguing and making a bunch of noise, and he would start studying. He's like, as soon as we sit down to study, he just knew we were going to start acting a fool. But I don't know what it is about kids. We just have this sense that our parents are doing something important. Let's go disturb them.
Yeah, hold on a second.